For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. About a year ago, the health departments and hospitals in 16 Western North Carolina counties got together and developed a regional initiative called WNC Healthy Impact. Last week, I spoke with the Buncombe County Health Department Director, Gibby Harris, about this group. She began by explaining some of the reasoning behind the decision to join these groups together.
Local health departments in North Carolina have been required to do community health assessments for any number of years, and based on state statute, we do those every 4 years. They also help us meet our accreditation requirements. We have a different scenario now in that the hospitals, especially the nonprofit hospitals, through the Affordable Care Act, are required to do a community health needs assessment every 3 years, and it's tied to their community benefit dollars. So rather than having our hospitals do an assessment every 3 years and our health departments do an assessment every 4 years, we decided to collaborate, figure out how to do some of this work on the regional level so that we've got comparable data across 16 counties and 16 hospitals, and to work together to get these assessments done to make sure that we're doing the same thing in most of our counties and that our communities are not being inundated with process after process after process. And the hope is that if we get focused in this way, we'll actually be able to improve the health in our communities more consistently and hopefully even more rapidly than we could have otherwise.
It sounds like without this initiative, there would be a whole lot of administrative red tape that would take away from time spent in taking care of health issues. How do you do these community health assessments?
Well, there are a number of different steps. Right now, what we're focused on is gathering data, and that's happening in two different ways. We have what we call secondary data, which is data that is morbidity and mortality statistics. So how many people in our communities have asthma? How many people in our communities died from heart disease? How many have been impacted by sexually transmitted disease? How many have diabetes? So it's really looking at data that's out there that we can go out and get. And then we're also doing some work around primary data collection, which is being conducted this time through a telephone survey. So we will be conducting telephone surveys. We've done all the work we need to do to figure out how many we have to have statistical significance in our community. So we will have 2 to 3 counties in our 16-county area that will be surveyed in a week, and then we'll move to the next 3 counties and then the next. So over the next 4 or 5 weeks, people will be getting telephone calls asking them to participate in a survey, collecting information about individuals' health, questions that we can't answer through data that's already out there. How many times a day, a week, do they exercise more than 30 minutes? And how many fruits and vegetables do they eat? And do they have good access to a primary care provider? Those sorts of questions.
And I would suppose that, depending which county you're talking about, I mean, some of the counties are very, very sad in terms of economies.
Well, it could be sad information. We realize that we still have issues in our community. If we look at the county health rankings this year, we have some counties in our region that are doing fairly well, but we also have some counties who are not doing as well, and the intent is to discover what the issues are so that we can help improve the health of the entire region. So we do the data, and then we put it together in a report. The nice thing about this is we're developing a template for the report, so the reports from every county will look the same, and they can roll up to a regional report as well. And that's when the implementation planning part starts.
Before we get into that, when you say our region, which counties are you talking about that make up the 16 in the group?
We're talking about the tip of the western counties all the way down to Rutherford, Polk, McDowell, Burke, Caldwell, Avery, Mitchell, down at, across that line across the state. So Everything west of there. So all of the counties west of there are participating.
So, for instance, here in Rutherford County, we're among the lowest in employment numbers for the state. So I would think that would have a tremendous effect on the health needs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when we talk about health, we have to look at what we call the social determinants as well as just the health factors. So how do things like jobs, housing, transportation, education, how do those things impact health? We have to look at that information, too. because it really helps us to better understand our communities and where we need to focus some of our work if we're going to improve the health of the community. So it is a pretty comprehensive picture.
And then when you've taken all the surveys and you've gathered all that data and put it together, then you have the data to determine what are the health priorities for the individual counties and for all of the Western North Carolina region?
Exactly. And that's when we will begin involving our community partners, leaders in our communities, to help give us, we want to be able to share the data with them, say, this is what the information says, and get their help in making determinations about what the priorities need to be in our community. And the assumption is that, you know, we're going to do that at the county level. That's, you know, that's important that we engage community people at the county level. But then we'll look at the priorities across the region, because we do believe that we'll have some priorities that rise to the top that are regional priorities. Mm-hmm. And that will give us an opportunity to work in a different way than we have before.
I would think as a regional group, you'd have a little more impact and a little more ability to take advantage of economies of scale.
Part of making behavior changes is being educated. And so social marketing campaigns, media, those sorts of things, the message is going to be the same in every county. So how do we build on that as well? And you're exactly right. We can do the messaging for everybody, and it will be more effective, but also less expensive.
But it seems to me that in order to make it work across the board, we've got to get it to a place where the red tape has to be lessened a lot, so that health practitioners have more time to spend with patients and actually do more about each patient, getting the word out, taking better care of their health.
Exactly. As we work together over this regional area, we're improving our ability to communicate with each other, to share information, and a lot of that, as we move forward, will help with cutting down on a lot of that red tape.
Well, that's great. So we'll be looking to get an update then about what our priorities are and what we can do to deal with them. It's Western North Carolina Healthy Impact, a coalition of 16 county health departments and hospitals that have joined together to find and address our health care priorities. Thank you, Gibby Harris, Director of Buncombe County Health Department, for keeping us up to date. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.